Prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
The 1994 FIFA World Cup, otherwise known as USA 94, is still regarded as one of the best organized FIFA World Cups of all time. The tournament broke the World Cup average attendance record with nearly 69,000 spectators per game, a mark that still stands today. The total attendance of nearly 3.6 million for the final tournament remains the highest in World Cup history. Fast forward to the 2002 FIFA World Cup in South Korea and Japan. It was the first World Cup to be held in Asia, the first to be held on a continent other than Europe or the Americas, and the only World Cup to be jointly hosted by more than one country. But all these records are being threatened as the bar is being raised even higher after the United States of America, Mexico, and Canada jointly declared their intention to bid for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. It will be the first ever World Cup to be hosted by three countries, but there are many people who are skeptical of the idea. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be looking at the joint bid by the USA, Mexico, and Canada for the hosting rights for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. My name is Tunde Kweki. Let's take a quick break and we'll return with the rest of the show. Early this year, FIFA resolved to expand the World Cup from 32 to 48 teams from the 2026 edition onwards. Subsequently, the USA, Mexico, and Canada have put in a joint bid for the tournament. And if successful, this will be the first FIFA World Cup to be held in three countries, the first World Cup to be held in Canada, the second World Cup to be held in the United States, and the third World Cup to be held in Mexico, making Mexico the first nation to host three World Cups after the 1970 and 1986 World Cups. However, there are some concerns regarding the tournament, especially with Canada's lack of natural grass and stadiums that could host the games and the vast distances that teams and fans will have to travel. Alejandro Ilaragorri is the president of Mexican club side Santos Laguna, and he believes it will be a successful tournament.
This is Sports Planet.
The beauty of three countries going together is that none of these three countries and venues in these three countries require major artificial investment as what we have seen in previous competitions as Olympics and World Cups even, where the infrastructure is created for that single purpose and then it has no further use. So I think for FIFA, it's very interesting to not create investments that are worthless after the event. I think you would be surprised to know how well connected this region is. With this world, except for England and the Brexit, going global and the World Cup actually growing, I think that the future for World Cups is more regional than a country itself. And it makes it very interesting for anyone who wants to be a fan, being able to move across three beautiful countries.
Interesting and expensive.
I don't think that would be much of an expensive experience as we have lived in South Africa or even in Brazil. Look at Brazil in terms of distances and connectivity. If that worked, trust me, this will work even better.
Mexico has already hosted two World Cups, and that's meant that both Pelé and Maradona have graced the Azteca Stadium in Mexico City. This time, we call it a co-hosting, but Mexico and Canada will only have 10 games each. Are you surprised about that?
Not really. The possibilities of Mexico by itself winning a World Cup are very slim at this point, for many reasons. One, because to me, a World Cup is not only a football industry project, but it's a nation's project. And I think that Mexico has today many other priorities as a nation than to just concentrate on being a host of a World Cup. Second, because Mexico has had two World Cups it would have been very difficult for us to get a third one before a country as the US, who has definitely much better infrastructure and which in football the growth has been spectacular for the last, I would say, 5 to 8 years.
Arguably Mexico's greatest ever player, Hugo Sanchez, has described the deal as disrespectful and says that the 10 games that Mexico will host are just crumbs. But are you suggesting that Mexico are lucky to have any games at all because the USA could go ahead and host all of them themselves?
I think it's a matter of perspectives. I think football players, sometimes they only think as football players, and probably my friend Hugo Sanchez is just thinking as a football player and not in an industry that has many other factors to consider.
Do you think that the fact that Mexico and the US will be co-hosting this World Cup, can you see this spreading to club football? Can you see maybe one league that's split between Major League Soccer and Liga MX in Mexico?
Well, I'll tell you something. Canada and the US already have it like that. They've recognized their strengths and their weakness and how much value they create by playing a united league between them. So my answer is yes, of course. When you have three countries that are connected in such a way as we are, having, in our case, more than 35 million Mexican Americans living in the US, this is a very nice step towards consolidating in a better way our efforts as a league as well.
Are you pitching for Santos Laguna Stadium to be one of the stadia at 2026?
Yes, definitely. There is no other region with that many people that shares two states and three cities. And we see ourselves as a really complete region. When we created our venue with the Corona Stadium, we always thought about the possibility of a World Cup.
That was Alejandro Ilaragorri, president of Mexican club side Santos Laguna, on the 2026 FIFA World Cup.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
And that is all we have for you on today's edition of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Don't forget to send me all your questions and comments to my Twitter handle, or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And for more sports stories from all across the world, please get your daily copy of Complete Sports from your vendor, or visit www.completesportsnigeria.com, and you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of the show from our podcast archives. Before we go, let's tell you that last Saturday, Maryhill midfielder Gavin Stokes scored what is one of the fastest goals in world football when he scored from the kickoff against Clydebank. Stokes' drive from the halfway line took 3.2 seconds to fly past the Clydebank goalkeeper in Saturday's 3-0 win in the West of Scotland Super League First Division. Saudi Arabian midfielder Nawaf Al Abed is said to have scored after just 2 seconds for Al Hilal against Al Shawla in 2010, but the time was not officially recorded. It seems these boys are in a hurry. On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, my name is Tunde Koiki, wishing all our listeners a happy Easter weekend and guaranteeing them
the planet is listening.